I just want to reassure our staff and supporters and residents of Norfolk County that despite this latest old boy game of politics by one councillor, 7 days prior to the submission for the largest grant request in the history of Norfolk County, that we will not be fearful or discouraged by the untimely and inappropriate efforts of one council member who participated merely 1 week before in a unanimous vote for various amenities to be included in the Norfolk Hub. It has come to our attention that a significant amount of factually incorrect information is being circulated around Norfolk through a petition, as reported in the Simcoe Reformer, as well as a letter being drafted by the Delhi Chamber of Commerce for alleged submission and circulation on the same day our application comes due.
Both of these share a common purpose, undermining a better future for Norfolk. This is an extremely, extremely competitive application process. Make no mistake. There is $35 million on the table up for grabs. If we don't get it, another community will. And if we don't build a hub, we will spend the same amount of money fixing up the facilities in Simcoe over the coming years.
Let's dispel the myths. Let's correct the facts. Councillor Columbus and Councillor Guisens, the Lighthouse Theatre has graciously offered to be a host venue for the debate that you elected not to have last Tuesday, November the 5th, or any time prior. Let's set the record straight, sirs. 2-on-2, Columbus and Guisens versus Chop and Martin. Are you game? Will you correct the record? Do the constituents of Norfolk County not deserve all of the facts?